the coaches show. And we'll kick it off here with head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel White. Good morning.
Morning, Gary.
Well, we've got, survived week one as districts got underway. That two seed, you were at home. You're at home again tonight. But, you know, last week, the Monette Cubs, and that was once in a while, it's good to have a win like that, isn't it?
Yeah, we needed one of those. We kind of keep our confidence going. We previous weeks we played Parkview and Waynesville, and we've had some confidence here in the last 3 weeks. So it was good to come out and get off to a good start, and just kind of hopefully keep it rolling here.
Yeah, well, just kind of backing up and rewind a little bit, that three-game stretch the physicality of those three games, the Lebanons, the Camdentons, and the Kickapoos, and, games like that, they'll make you better, right? I mean, if you go, I guess it's all about how you look at it, but games like that can make you better?
Most definitely. Without a doubt, with those three opponents, the speed of the game is much faster. The physicalities, just much more physical. You got to be mentally and physically tougher as far as playing two ways, where those teams, are two platooning for the most part, except for maybe a couple or three two-way players, depending on the school. So, yeah, it definitely prepares us for district. If we can just come out of there injury-free, and, it's definitely going to prepare us.
Well, this this last game, what were some key moments in that game that as a head coach you went, yeah, they're getting it?
Well, I thought our defense played really well. Monette had one drive there in the second half, but defensively, it seemed like we're finding our groove a little bit, and offensively, we've had a really good run-pass mix. Remy ran the ball really well, and then, Isaiah spreading it out. It's kind of funny. You score 50 points, and, offensively, the varsity, we only ran 26 plays.
Wow.
So,
efficient.
There wasn't, and I think Isaiah completed 5 balls. When you only get 26 plays, it's somewhat tough to get in rhythm. You're scoring quick. We had Ryland return to punt. So, it was not a very, tired night. They probably weren't very sore the next day from an offensive standpoint. But when we were out there, we did some good things. Our O-line did a good job in the run and pass.
Well, this week you got McDonald County, and again, folks, if you want to attend this game, you have to have a digital ticket. This is not a game where you can just show up, pay at the gate. You have to have a digital ticket, and you have to go through Mish's website to get that. So just a heads up there. But what can you share with us about the McDonald County Mustangs?
Well, they're big. O-line and D-line, they're very big. They do have quite a few two-way players like we do. So that's something new for us, and that's good. They play in the Big 8 West, which, in my opinion, is a stronger conference than the East. All their losses, similar to us, they've been to quality opponents. Mm-hmm. They've lost to Lamar, Seneca, Nevada, and Mount Vernon, all four
powers.
Teams that one time or another have been ranked, mm-hmm. and still might be ranked. Seneca might be one.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Lamar's Lamar. So, Nevada has been ranked for a lot of most of the year, and then Mount Vernon, the same thing with them. All of them are still playing, and so they're in a very good conference. They got a dual threat quarterback, second year starter. He's kind of a running back that is able to throw. He was a good running back as a sophomore, and then they made him their quarterback. And he's got a 6'4" receiver. They've got a big running back as well, in number 44, and then they've got one with a little more speed in number 10. So, they've got some weapons, but it all starts with their run game. They like to run the ball, and so they like to take advantage of their big line. So we're gonna, have our mind right on stopping the run first.
Well, defensively, have you seen some cracks that you think you might be able to exploit?
Well, I hope. Like I said, their D-line might be the biggest D-line we faced, even with the Kickapoos and the Camdentons, as far as height and weight goes. They've got a 6'4", 285-pound tackle that was a first-team all-conference. He's a load to move, and their ends are big. And their other tackle was an honorable mention all-conference. So their front four is pretty good. But, we feel like with the weapons we've got, we hope to out-formation them, or we hope to give them some trouble with some of the things we do.
Well, and it's sometimes big lines like that, big teams. Is it ever, will there ever come a moment where it's like, let's make them chase us. Let's wear them down. Let's do a lot of sprint outs, roll outs. Let's force them to, just chase us, so to speak.
Yeah, that's always in the back of your mind. If you're having trouble controlling them, especially in the passing game, you got to keep a tight end in or keep a back in for your protection scheme. So then, to sprint out and get Isaiah on the edge, those are things that are always in the back of your pocket.
Mm-hmm. And misdirection too. I mean, are they pretty disciplined? Do they seem to not get into that over pursue or just pretty fundamentally solid?
Yeah, they are. One thing, when you're looking at the films and their schedule, they've played a lot of run heavy teams, with Monette,
Lamar,
and Cassville and Lamar, Marshfield before, when they get into districts, Marshfield was run heavy, didn't really throw it. So they've, I don't think they've seen teams all year that have really tried to throw the ball other than Mount Vernon, and that was a week one or week two game.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes that can kind of play to one or the other's advantage, some teams are just, built, where it's like, okay, this is our conference, and this, everybody we play is just ground and pound and is very good at it. So that's kind of what they're built for. And it's when the water's not been tested on a regular basis, sometimes that defense can get a little bit lost, but it's a matter of that O-line given a little bit of time back there for your quarterback to work and get that first read without having a whole bunch of pressure right in his face mask.
Definitely. It's the first couple series are always a chess match and just a cat and mouse game, see what they're lining up in, to see if what we saw on film, they're sticking to that, or have they changed some things. So, the first couple series are always very interesting.
How many reads are you you know, on just a typical play, pass play, how many reads does he have to, you know, before he needs to unload?
Well, each play is different. You know, one play might be one read. Another play, there's a key pre-snap read and there's a post-snap read. And then, you know, another play, there's multiple post-snap reads where you just work through your progression of 1, 2, and 3. So every play is a little bit different.
Well, Scotty Foster told me back in the Willow days, he had unlimited access. Play came in and he could make multiple reads. I'm giving you a hard time there, Scotty. But no, having a quarterback that understands and makes the read, how has his progression come along now as we're looking at week 11?
Oh, Isaiah's been great. You know, he's just done a great job of getting the play called and, you know, getting everybody set and then going through his reads. And, you know, he's just been great. And
I'm sure Houston's usually want the first read.
Well, we try to, you know, keep teams off balance because we know they're going to key on him. And Ryland's just been great.
Oh, that's been huge, isn't it?
Yeah. But Isaiah's been great. I'm glad he's a junior.
No doubt. I mean, because, you know, as an offensive coach and head coach, I mean, you're really getting to mold that clay, aren't you?
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's fun because, mm-hmm. you know, with some quarterbacks, you just simply say, well, we can't put that in. This guy can't get it there. This guy's not very good in the pocket when he gets heat. You know, he gets happy feet. Mm-hmm. You know, Isaiah is going to stand in the pocket, and if he has to take a hit on the chin, he will. I mean, he's a tough kid, so it's very fun working with him.
You said Remy had a pretty good night running the ball. How much of a key factor will that be tonight for him to have another solid night?
Well, it's always important because you want to stay balanced. So teams can't just drop back into coverage and, you know, drop 7 or if they play a 3-man front and drop 8 and those windows are really small and, you know, we can't throw the ball because, you know, you got 8 guys in coverage or 7 if they stay true to their 4 down front. So we've got to be able to run the ball and not just with Remy. We, you know, Jackson Taylor, who got hurt last week, you know, he's going to be back. And so – you know, you got to have 2 guys back there, so it's always important.
Well, tonight, the West Plains Zizzers, round 2 of the district tournament, class 4, it's at West Plains. But again, you know, not every school is this way where you have to have the digital ticket. People are asking us, why is it the West Plains, we have to have the digital ticket? I don't really have the answer. I don't know why that is. Mission just made, they're sampling, they're looking at, you know, revenue.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm worried about other things. So I don't know.
Did you sleep at all last night?
Oh, a little bit,
about 4 hours?
A little bit.
Yeah. It's game time, and of course now, you know, you've added to the coaching staff. We haven't really talked much about that, but here we are, you know, week 11. It takes time to gel with new coaches as well, doesn't it?
It does. You know, when I got here, we had, you know, I believe three new ones come on, and then this year we've got 3 new ones as well, in Drew, Jacob, and Brock. So, you know, that's always difficult when you gotta change your staff and they're learning terminology and scheme and they've got to work with the defensive coaches or the offensive coaches or whatever side they're on. So, you know, there's gonna be some a learning curve, so to speak. But it's been really good. It's been really positive. You know, all three of those guys have been just great.
Yeah.
Contributors on the side of the ball they're on, and I'm great in practice. So it's been a blessing.
Well, and the you know, of course, the JV season ended a few weeks ago. But how many will you be? Will you dress everybody out tonight, or have you trimmed it down?
Yeah, we're dressing everybody 10 through 12, and then we brought up three, well, actually four freshmen now. And so we're lining up for stretch out there with mid-30s. So
you would like to see what's the perfect number for you? You envision what's a really good class four Zizzer football roster number?
Well, if you could have 15 to 20 per class, you know, then you're sitting anywhere from 75 to 80.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's, you know, that's a pretty good number. You know, I know that's hard to do. You know, we had nine seniors this year, so
that's wild. You know, the success that has happened for, you know, 10 years now, solid 10 years, being competitive, and you know, don't some of you students out there want a taste of that? You know, don't, because it'll stay with you the rest of your life. The friends you make, the trials and tribulations when you go to apply for a job, a lot of it we do right here. You know, well, what was you involved in high school? Sports, band, FFA, you know. Employers love that. It really, it's more than just a game at the high school level.
Sure, and it's a different generation. You know, a lot of kids, they don't want to get out there in 90-degree heat. Why do I want to do that? I can sit in the AC, and you know, with phones and games, and I mean, it's just taken over, and it's a different. It's changed so much in even the last 5 years. You know, we went out there for stretch against Lebanon, Class 5 powerhouse tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked down there and started counting. I think they had 47 guys lined up to stretch. Lebanon. So yeah. It's everywhere.
You talk with
other coaches, and yeah, it's everywhere.
Well, good luck tonight. Again, thanks for joining us. Head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt. Tonight, McDonald County comes to West Plains. 7 p.m. kickoff game will air on Hot Country KDY. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Gary.
More rock and roll coming at you on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. We've got this hour here